Good morning. We're going to call the July 10th, 2014 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. Madam Secretary, if you'll call roll.
Ms. Cook?
Here.
Mrs. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Brown?
Here.
And Ms. Lucas had called and said she was on vacation this week. Okay. She will not be here. And Mr. Borns is not here.
All righty. In light of Ms. Lucas calling it in, I'll take a motion to approve her absence.
So
motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Has everyone had a chance to review our June 12th, 2014 board meeting minutes? And if so, any corrections?
No.
If not, take a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion second. Made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any members of the board need to disclose any ex parte communication? All righty. Seeing none, Madam Secretary, any announcements?
No, none that I'm aware of.
All righty. Okie dokie. At this time, all members of staff that will be testifying today, please rise and be sworn in. Good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. As we call your cases up, you'll come up to the microphone. Please speak directly into the microphone as our proceedings are being recorded. We will call you up individually by your case, and we'll let you know when we want to hear from you and give you an opportunity to respond. Any attorneys present this morning? All righty. Mr. Jackson, first lien review.
Yeah, we'll see. good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. This is lien review case number CB051247. The property at 1370 South Palmetto Avenue. And if there's anyone here for that case, we'd like them to come up. That's 1370 South Palmetto Avenue, Riverview West Apartments, LLC.
Okay. Sir, if you could come up, state your name in the microphone, give us your address and your relationship to the property owner, and then be sworn in, please.
Okay. My name is Dominic Ciancerillo. Relation to the property owner is son and manager.
Raise your hand,
please,
sir. Solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And you need his address for the
record, Amy? No, I
haven't. Okay. All righty. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond, sir.
Okay, great.
This, and I don't know if I announced my name, Anthony Jackson, representing the city of Daytona Beach. On this case, the property was lien, and what was ultimately determined by the inspectors that what actually happened is that they appeared to maybe have been in compliance, but never notified the inspector of the compliance. The problem with that when it comes to fire inspection is that the inspector still went out, did a couple extra inspections. We've done the paperwork to prepare this. The inspector believes it's reasonable to reduce this fine to $1,000, and because part of the compliance is notification so that we don't continue to work on resolving the case.
Dominic, you can come back up, sir. I don't want to mess up your last name. That's the reason I'm calling you by your first name.
That's fine.
Are you all amenable to the reduction of the fine to $1,000?
And that's for, I guess, considering the time and the effort in making the lien? I'd still like to just explain to you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. I guess when it comes down to the communication issue, when I had originally had the property inspected, for the code, I mailed a hard copy of the filing into the office that I assumed with Mr. Newell's. That could have been my fault, or it could have been never received it, or however it was. And then I followed up with a digital copy at a later date. That's why the lien was reduced originally. And I guess that's where the communication issue was. And it wasn't a certified mailing of the documents, but I have the documents stating that all the inspections were completed before, you know, it was even close to a lien being imposed on the property.
Based on what we've heard from staff, just, you know, one of the key things is calling for that inspection. A lot of times people will assume once they get it done, it's done. But, you know, it's the same way you recite it. You have to be, you know, made sure everything is in order by calling for that inspection. So sorry for that lapse in communication, however it happened. But usually the best way to get the inspectors is via the phone call.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Any questions from the board?
Mr. Newell, what are you based on?
Chair, members of the board, essentially Dominic came here recently trying to sell a property and stated that everything was in compliance. Communication was not, we didn't have communication prior to the lien being placed on the property, which is the what ended up being the compliance date of July 20, 2012. The original notice of violation started in January, which included license, fire extinguishers, and alarm registration. None of that was noticed beforehand. I could have probably noticed the license, but the alarm requires paperwork and that kind of stuff, which I did not have. So after, you know, recently Dominic came up and provided me with all the documentation showing me everything was done prior to the actual lien being imposed. So there was numerous times that, to answer your question, Mr. Harrington, there was numerous times going out there, numerous letters being sent, certified, and then administrative costs on Ms. Hampton as far as the lien file and review. So those costs also is what the ultimate determination of where we got to the $1,000.
Any other questions from the board? All right. Dominic, you can come back up. The staff recommendation is a reduction of the fine down to $1,000. Again, I have to ask officially, are you all amenable to that reduction?
Yes.
And if not, you have to let us know what you're asking for.
I guess just an explanation of why it amounts to $1,000.
I
understand you just said that.
Attention after the meeting, Mr. Jackson.
I guess I just wanted to show that once I communicated with Mr. Newell verbally, mm-hmm. as opposed to, I guess the original issue started with the mailing address, was going to a mailing address that I wasn't aware of, and once we fixed that and I verbally communicated Mr. Newell, who was very helpful throughout all this, everything, so the timeline of everything being completed on schedule, and really the only lapse would be the hard copy of the certification of which the fine started from being in his hands.
Gotcha. Mr. Newell, you just indicated, Dominic indicated that mail was going to a wrong address. Is that based on the address they provided?
It's based on the address that's on the Volusia County Property Appraisers website.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. All right. Board, the staff is recommending a reduction of the fine down to $1,000. Any discussion from the board before we even consider that motion or another? All right. Is there such a motion to reduce the fine down to $1,000? If that motion goes through, Dominic, how long would it take you all to pay that?
30 days.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Kundig, seconded by Ms. Himes, to reduce the lien amount to $1,000, payable within 30 days. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
No.
Motion carries, one abstention. What we've done, Dominic, is we've given you all 30 days to pay the fine of $1,000, or it automatically reverts back to the current lien amount. All righty. Thank you, sir.
Was that an abstention? Was that a negative?
That was a no.
No. I felt the fine was too high.
Okay.
Considering that good faith was done and it was miscommunication.
Gotcha. All right. So the motion carries with four yay and one nay.
I'll
brought this up before. I thought maybe that I was wrong, but I don't think I'm right. I believe on lien review requires a majority according to the board rules. So I just don't want that to be an error.
Yeah. I think we have four votes.
So you have four or five of every year.
Four yay, one nay. His phone threw him off. Thank you, Dominic.
Don't say, I think you're right. We have got a 3-2 problem.
All righty. Moving on to our continued cases. Case number CB041441, G and I, 7 Bel Air Plaza, LLC, Bold Daytona, DBA Bel Air Lange, property located at 2575 North Atlantic. Is the property owner here? All righty. What can you tell us, Mr. Newell, Mr. Jackson?
This property was is in noncompliance. The there's been insufficient effort by the by the violators to resolve the violations. So we're asking that you impose a fine of $100 to $20,000. I believe it's that. Oh, it is the 50? Okay. Didn't get that calculation. So that's $100 fine to $50,000. I think you should probably speak with Mr. Newell on this.
All right, Mr. Newell, come forward. As you're coming forward, can you update us, Mr. Newell? I believe the last time it was just a couple of items, or is it all of these items left to be fixed? I thought the last time it was just them getting an inspection for the overhead or something like that in the kitchen, or is it all of these items?
No, all the items have been corrected. The owner, we had given them 60 days, so 2 months ago, so we're at the 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
All the items have been completed with the exception of the upgrade to the hood system for the kitchen. That was the only thing that was left. Since about a month ago at this point, I was able to confirm that everything else had been completed. So he's made significant effort. However, since then, I haven't really talked with him. I do know there's a permit that needs to be applied for. The permit was applied from the contractor on 7-1 for this to be completed. It was applied for. It was approved on 7-3. So we're waiting on the contractor to do the work at this point.
So the only item left has been applied for and a permit approved?
That is correct.
And we're fining?
It was, you know,
that was requested the inspector.
Okay.
This is new information to me.
Yeah, it was requested because, again, no communication at the time or since then to do this, and we had given them initially what's the first notice of violation happened to be February 10th. To get this, and then we gave them 60 days to complete everything, and again we're sitting here at 60 days and we finally applied for the permit on day 55.
Gotcha. Not sure what the board's going to decide, Mr. Newell. Is this something that can be done by next cutoff? If they were given that, don't know what the board's going to decide.
This essentially, depending on if they have started the work, I tried getting a hold of the contractor. Have not heard back from him even this morning, so waiting for him to get back to me to find out where it goes, but absolutely it can probably be done within the next week.
Okay, I know that our rules are different than the code of rules are different than the building official rules. What does he get? Does he get 6 months, though, if he in that type of situation, or is it less time when you go ahead and apply for building permit for other? Which time do they get from the building department?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I can't speak educatedly.
First, he'll come back and say, I thought I had 6 months, and I was confused.
Yeah, you remember, we had that workshop.
We've talked through that. That should not be a justified response. Our staff should be making sure that's well understood. In fact, they may make some modifications. I'm not sure, but we have talked about that and discussed
that. Okay.
Are we talking about fighting?
Wait.
Yeah, the red light's on. I'm not close enough, I guess. Are we talking about finding the renter who has a triple net lease, or are we dealing with the owner of the shopping center?
No, not the shopping center. We're dealing with the individual
business.
The business, which is Daytona Bowl and Bel Air, the Bel Air Lanes Bowling Alley.
They're cited jointly, both the owner.
They are. I noticed they were.
Yes, they are.
But if this business, this is just a rhetorical, if he was to vacate, the fine would then go to the owner of the Bel Air Plaza?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's the
okay
way that generally works.
All right.
Ms. Himes and then Ms. Kundik.
We give them 6 today. We did say 6 today. What I'm hearing is that you haven't heard anything from him.
No, I did. We did, like I said, about a month ago, a little over a month ago, we actually went through and I verified the rest of these items had been completed. So since that day, there hasn't been any communication with that, with him. On that day, he said, well, there's, you know, at that point, he had stated that he's just waiting to start the process to move forward with the suppression system at that time.
At our last meeting, Ms. Himes, everything, as Mr. Newell's indicated, everything was brought up to par except for the hood system. We amended our previous order to allow them 30 days to get that done, and that brings us to the day to today. It hasn't been done, but you know, just definitely want to know that the permit has been applied for and approved. Ms. Kundik had a question.
Well, I'm just concerned that it's taken since. Well, maybe all the other things got done since February, but not showing up here is an indication to me that we might need to do something stronger than give him more time. So I'd be in favor of starting the fine, and that might make him pay attention to.
Just
get it done, especially if it can be done in a week.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Sir. You know, the permit could have been applied for, you know, a long time
Absolutely.
Ago. The work does not take a significant amount of time to do. Exactly how long, week, 2 weeks,
right.
Whatever the case is. I can't speak educatedly from the contractor's point because I don't know how much they're taking out and how much they're installing.
But, you know, again, I just want to go to the fact, Mr. Newell, that, you know, the work could be done in a week, if you will.
Yes,
and
sir.
The permit was applied for last week.
Yes, on July 1st and approved by the building department as far as approval of the permit on 7-3.
Again, not sure where the board's going to go. Would you be amenable if it came up to a vote of us putting the fine in place 7 days from now instead of from today, since that gives them the week they would need to get this done? And again, I know you're not an expert, but I think you've been in that field long enough to know how long it takes to get something done.
How much time will it take to get notice out to them?
That would be my
concern. Okay.
I'm a little concerned about that.
Right. It would probably be 10 days.
So I guess 11 days.
I mean, the next cutoff date, if they don't do it, they'll have the fine starts.
And then this is
August 6th.
And because we're talking about a fine, I would like, you know, it's important, I think, for both the plaza as well as the bowl.
Be notified. Absolutely.
So I don't know if you're able to make contact with both of them on a hand delivery.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I do know that the previous management company was out of Brevard County. So the hand delivering, I wouldn't be able to
we'll
do
reimburse
that,
you for gas.
But I'm sorry?
We'll reimburse you for gas.
That's not going to happen either. But as far as the hand delivering to the Bel Air Plaza, you know, I can make sure that that is taken care of. And then there's verbal communication with the gentleman who's I've dealt with on. But back to your earlier question, Mr. Brown, you know, if it's going to take 7 days and do a retroactive fine, we've done that before. I'm not against doing that either.
Okay.
Whatever the board would like. I believe that taking for a while to get this accomplished and us giving a sufficient amount of time, that's where the recommendation came in for the $50 a day.
Gotcha. Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion at this time.
I'd like to make a motion to impose a fine $50 a day to $20,000, I think it is, until this is fixed.
$20 a day?
$50 a day.
$50 a day up until the max of 20, mm-hmm. Going into effect when?
Today.
Second. Motion made, properly seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Nobody opposed?
That's
all. Yeah. Case number CB021423*, Mr. Kowal. Property located at 823 North Peninsula Drive. I knew you was here. If you'll come forward to be sworn in, then we'll hear from staff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you say
your name, please? Yeah, Stefan Cole.
Cole.
Right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Cole, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give an opportunity to respond.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, members of the board, the inspector reports that the respondent is making progress, and he's asking that we amend to the next cutoff.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Did you want to say anything?
So I have one question about the permits. You got the permits for the exterior work?
They're still on, yeah, the siding permit is approved. The fence permit is still in application. They're wanting resubmissions from the architect for cross sections. They have that, and I'm doing everything they ask for. There's also an issue that on the property line, the neighbor has built a structure there, so everything has to freeze until they remedy that. As soon as that's done, we'll proceed accordingly, sir. Okay.
Mr. Cole, did you want to respond to anything?
Oh, yes, sir. As far as the work on the front, everything's done. Just the stucco repair can't be painted for 20 to 25 days, so it has to cure. That's really the only thing I've been told by code enforcement still needs to be done. That was done yesterday, so
okay.
I would hope that by 30 days from now that can be painted and be up here in standard, sir.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until August 6, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made, Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB051458, Stephanie Robinson. Property located at 590 Shady Place. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Yes, sir. This is, as you indicated, property at 590 Shady Place. The report from the inspector is Edwin Lopez, is that nothing has been applied for, no permits. There's nothing on file. The only thing that has been done was painting of the exterior. No tax receipt. So the request of staff is $100 a day fine to a maximum of $15,000.
Any discussion from the board? Chair will entertain a motion imposing order of $100 per day effective today with a cap of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB061460, Tammy Anderson, property located at 616 Mulberry Street. Is the respondent present? You could come forward and be sworn in, ma'am. Give us your name, address, and relationship to the property owner if you're not the property owner. Good morning. Good morning, ma'am. Your name?
Tammy Anderson.
Please, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth,
and
nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Anderson, we'll hear from the staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
The inspector in this case is Michael Fitzgerald. He informs me that the respondent is working on the repairs. However, the progress has been insufficient. As you can see, this she was first notified back in January of 2014. Permits were pulled in May 2nd of 2014, and the staff was requesting that a fine be imposed of $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Ms. Anderson, what can you tell us?
When I got the permit, I was under the impression, I told you last time, that I thought I had 6 months to do the work, and then I found out, no, I didn't. And when I saw you, last month, I have done the best I can. The doors are done, the windows are done, the fence ain't leaning, there's no electrical wires exposed anywhere. The only thing I haven't finished doing is painting the outside of the house and putting 3 screens on. Everything else has been done that I assume, you know, because of what they pointed out for me to do.
Ms. Anderson, have you called for an inspection of those things that have been done?
I called the guy, and he told me I had to come in and see you.
When did you call him? Well, I'm certain if you called within the past few days, that would have been...
Last week.
Who did you speak with?
It was a phone number on the paper. I think Michael somebody.
Yes. Okay. I went out last week and took pictures updating.
Okay.
They'll be coming up.
Gotcha. Has of the items listed, Mike, has anything been completed?
Yes. They've done some work on the property. The outside, they did, like, I guess he put T111 on one end, but it's not, doesn't look right. I mean, it's not done to the workmanlike manner. But, and the fence is still really bad.
The fence has even been painted. And
it's missing all kinds of stuff. And you'll see the photos from last week. But she's working on it.
The windows are all fixed.
The windows are
the
repaired,
doors
except for the front window is broken.
No, they're all done.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he's responding to us, Mr. Anderson. I'll give him a chance to respond to the items that need to be.
What it looks like now, right? Can you go back? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like now.
Okay.
5 days ago.
No, it's...
Ms. Anderson, he's giving us his testimony, and okay, the dates are on the pictures. If anything has been done since the pictures, that's not up for discussion because he doesn't have any current photos.
Yeah, the 3rd of July, those are the photos from... And they've done work on the inside. I see some progress on the inside. And but it still needs a long way to go.
And staff's recommendation is to start a fine as of today?
Whatever you all feel, but...
Staff's recommendation.
Today, that's our recommendation.
Okay.
See the front window? That's what I'm talking about, where the board is. That's fixed now?
The broken windows are fixed.
Okay, thanks.
I have some questions.
Yes, go ahead, Ms. Kundig.
When you refer to who's doing the work for you?
Me and my ex-husband. If I can get him out of the bar. I don't have anybody to really help me since I got sick, but except for my ex-husband. And we've been doing a lot. Like I said, the whole inside where the electrical wire in the living room was showing, that's all boxed in, drywalled in, and mudded and everything. That's all done. All of them are done. All the receptacles are done.
Have you been inspected since those things have been done?
I haven't seen him.
Okay, so that's, so the answer is no. Okay.
The fence is done. The windows are done. The front door has been replaced. The other door we closed in. That's
now,
where you see the other half. That door has been closed in, so it's a solid.
Ms. Anderson, Mr. Fitzgerald's pictures occurred on Thursday the 3rd. Are you stating that this work has been done since Thursday the 3rd?
A lot of it was done for the July weekend.
Okay, okay.
And the windows were done Tuesday. I got the guy up there finally.
Okay.
And it was last
Ms. Kundig?
What guy did you get out there Tuesday?
The glass doctor.
Okay.
And light of testimony, we'll see if we'll get anybody. The chair would like to entertain a motion to amend our previous order allowing the respondent until August 6, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion?
Yeah. I'd like to ask how much time it take you to get these things done.
I don't know how much more he wants done except for what I had on the list.
That's probably all you have to do is what's on the list. But it requires inspections, and you need to...
He needs to come to the
No,
house.
You need to call him.
Oh, and have him come to the house mm-hmm. other than this
room? Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, then I guess that's what I got left to do.
That's all you have left. That's what. Okay.
Basically, I'm painting the house, and okay. the big window, and that other window, putting a screen on it
uh-huh.
because the one with the wood is a solid window.
Right.
Okay.
They don't open, and I was under the impression I didn't need to put a screen on a window that didn't open. Or do I still need to put?
That's definitely a question for the inspector, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Not our cup of tea, if
but
you will.
But I got one just in case.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I do got one just in case.
Gotcha.
I thought it looked kind of funny with one and not the other.
All right. Any other questions from the board?
I don't still have anything.
Okay. All right, motion's been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. What we've done, Ms. Anderson, we've given you until August 6th to bring the property in compliance. I heavily encourage you to make contact with Mr. Fitzgerald before you leave today so that you can get your property inspected so that if everything is in compliance, it could be noted in such fashion. And if things aren't in compliance, you will know what needs to be fixed prior to August 6th, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am. All righty, case number 5, CB051449, BH Properties, LLC, property located at 212 Madison Avenue. Is the respondent present? Come forward, state your name and relationship to the property owner. Be sworn in, please.
Hi, my name is Patricia Cross, All Atlantic, LLC, property manager for the owner. And this is Mark Morissette.
Mark Morissette, Sun State Constructors, general contractor on the project.
If you all could raise your right hand and be sworn in, please.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right. Patricia, right? Yeah. We'll hear from staff. Mark, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
The violation is working without permits. They do have the permits. So we're left to announce that they're in compliance. Of course, the work is still continuing, whether or not that's something you believe should still be in the jurisdiction. But with they were cited for working without permits. The permits have been obtained.
So the case is in compliance or dismissed?
We'll be in compliance.
All right. Well, that was the quickest one we've had today. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Mark. Case is in compliance. As of? As of April 1st for the permits. That's what they were cited for. Thank you.
We're still continuing
work. Gotcha. The violation was for not having a permit, which has been obtained. Thank you. Case number CB061461, Jeremiah Chazelle, property located at 617 Home Street. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This violation was complaint-driven. The it's still a non-compliance. Inspector's asking $200 per day to a maximum of $10,000.
$200 a day?
Yes, that's correct.
Has any contact been made with the property owner?
I'll tend to Mr. Stinson to you to answer your question.
No, there has been no contact.
Okay.
The property is listed on as unsafe.
That's correct.
Have we done anything as to make it safe?
The structure itself is unsafe when the pictures come up. The property is fenced off and locked, so you can't physically, unless you jump the fence, get on the property.
All right. Any other questions? Chair will entertain a motion fine the respondent $200 a day with a maximum of $10,000, or $200 a day until achievement with a cap of $10,000.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, any second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Himes, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB061463, Jerry D. and Caroline S. Clark. Property located 1120 Milligan Avenue. Is a respondent present? You'll come forward, state your name, relationship to the property owner, if you're not the property owner, and your address, please, ma'am.
Carolyn Clark, 1421 Ruthburn Road, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Thank you, Ms. Clark.
And I am the property owner.
Okay, if you'll raise your right hand, please.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Clark, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
The inspector on this case is John Stinson. He reports that the property remains in non-compliance. His difficulty with the respondents has been that they are the owner states there's nothing wrong with the property despite the violations. The only progress that's been made is that the yard has been cut, but other than that, there's no other progress or efforts, and he believes the pictures will reveal that.
All right. Ms. Clark, what can you tell us? You've been cited for outside storage, your dilapidated fencing, and the boat parked in the front yard.
Well, the grass being cut is the smallest of the things that have been done.
Yes, ma'am.
The boat has been completely removed from the premises.
As of when?
Since I talked to him last.
I'm sorry.
The parking violation has been corrected.
So give me 1 second, Ms. Clark. The only items left, according to our short agenda, is the outside storage and the dilapidated fencing?
Correct.
Okay.
And the dilapidated fencing has been taken down, and I talked to Mr. Stinson about the area of the fence that is still left, and we want to leave that up there for property protection. A car came in on that, took the curve too fast like they usually do, and that's what tore the fence down, and we want to leave the remaining fence there for protection and keep people from walking through the yard.
So make sure I understand what you're saying, Ms. Clark. Part of the fence has been taken down, but you want to leave one section of the fence up?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. There's more than one section. It's the curve of the lot.
Okay. What about the outside storage?
The outside storage, Mr. Stinson told me, was on the porch. That has all been taken care of.
Okay.
And then when I talked to him again, he says that it's another area of the house where he finds a pile of lumber, a large planter, and several cars. I visited the property purposely, and there is nothing like that on my property. I don't know where he was, but there's nothing like that on my property. In a recessed area, there is a barbecue cooker and a ladder up against the house. That is it.
Okay. All right. Mr. Stinson, what can you tell us regarding the dilapidated fencing? When's the last time you inspected the property?
Yesterday morning.
Okay. If you can explain to the board that the condition of the fencing that is in violation so that the respondent can hear it as well, please.
The fencing surrounds the property. On the front side, as you're looking here, is the beginning of the dilapidation, just a little to the right. All of that has been hit by a car, or it's not installed properly.
Gotcha.
In addition to that, on the south side of the building, there's fence issues as well. If you continue through the parking lot, you will see, as the pictures roll, the outside storage of junk and debris, ladders, lumber, outside storage of junk and debris.
I would like to see that.
Stop.
There's the barbecue and the ladder.
Oh, there's barbecue grill, ladder, pails, tires.
Outside storage.
There's a tire on the right-hand side of the screen, ma'am. On the midsection of the right-hand side of the screen, the ladder's behind the barbecue pit. Looks like the ladder's sitting on a pile of debris.
The ladder is against the tree is what it is. Leaning up against the tree.
The ladder's leaning up against the tree, laying down like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is also in the backyard.
What is that?
A camper that you would put on the truck, along with a shed, and is actually storage around the shed as well.
That's the first time that I have been told that this storage includes
outside.
A camper and the. Outside.
Let me ask Ms. Clark, have you attempted to reach Mr. Stinson to ask him
I've talked to him two or three times on the phone.
Did you ask him to explain the violations?
Yes.
Because a lot of times the general violation is outside storage. And most of the time people will sometimes go beyond what they need to do to clean it up. But did you ask specifically what items needed to be done?
Yes.
And he did not indicate the camper?
He said that the fence would be okay since we cut the damaged part away. He told me that the storage was on the front porch only. If the front porch was cleaned off, that would take care of the storage.
Okay. Since it's being made clear to you today, Ms. Clark, would you be able to have all of the items that you've now seen are a violation corrected by August 6th?
Corrected in what way?
Either taken down or gotten rid of or whatever you need to do to bring the property into compliance. Your fence cannot be existing without being whole. You'd either have to have the fence repaired or taking it completely down. The storage in the back needs to go away. You can't store items outside of your house in that manner. Would you be able to get that done by the 6th of August?
No.
How much time would you need?
A couple months.
To remove storage?
Yes.
Okay. Any other items from staff?
Yes. As it's noted on the agenda, this property was first notified back in April. It is complaint driven. Also, related to the fence, I did hear say just some concern about safety. If there's some safety concern that's justified and she believes a variance could help her, she can seek a variance. I don't know if she'd be able to obtain one, if that's a true hardship or not. I don't know the circumstances, but I don't want to leave her without knowing that that's something that could be at least pursued. But it would still require whatever she's going to put there, whatever the standards that they approve, which I would presume would be something whole and complete and not something partial. But that's only 2 points.
Ms. Clark, is this a rental property?
Yes.
You have tenants in it currently?
Yes.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Yeah, I have a question for you. That was one of my questions. So it is a rental property.
Inspector Voss, is that?
It's a rental property, but my son lives in it.
That's
okay, sir, you're not able to respond from the audience. If you want to testify, you can come up. Okay. So, Mr. Jackson, what were you saying?
That's what staff was told in the past, that it was not a rental property. Her son was in the property.
Okay. So the family, the property is occupied by family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not a rental property.
Right.
Okay. Ms. Kundig?
That rolled-up fencing, is that still there?
No.
No, just the posts.
Just the posts. Okay. Well, the property needs to be cleaned up, and I'm not sure that I'm seeing your desire to clean it up.
I'm not seeing clarity from the board on exactly what needs to be done. Every time that I appear or I talk to Mr. Stinson, he finds something else, or this is okay, and then the next time it's not okay.
All right, so that we can go on record, Mr. Sykes, if you can get these videos to stop so that we can make it very clear what needs to be fixed. I know it's probably been enumerated in the documents.
Well, just clarification, as it relates to outside storage, as we know, that tends to flex sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So the instruction and the initial notice of violation said remove all outside storage. Now, I understand her saying she's not sure what is outside storage, and I think that clarification as we spotted, but all outside storage needs to be removed, not that which she, you know, I don't think it's fair to hold this to whether or not the inspector spotted it this time
okay. And
didn't spot it the next time, which is kind of what she's suggesting. He pointed it out, but he didn't point this one out, so I could leave this.
Okay.
That may not be the right standard.
All right. Ms. Clark, with regards to the fencing, as staff has made it known, if you want to apply for a variance, you'll need to do that, you know, but in order otherwise to bring the property out of compliance, the fence either needs to be removed or repaired based on, you know, current standards, unless you get a variance for a partial of the fence to remain up. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I revert back to the previous question I had asked, and you were saying you would need several months.
A couple of months at least.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from the board?
This is not a question.
Lean a little closer, Neil.
I guess it is a question. I'm waiting for somebody to stop talking so I can ask the question. Is there a simple little checklist that you can hand out when you make a visit that says outside storage consists of these items? There may be an exception or something, but at least to get you off the hook for going through what we're going here, I said this, I didn't say that. Do you have such a thing you can hand somebody? These, and maybe you do.
Called the long list, Neil. I'm glad we don't get it, but it's on there.
Did you get this, ma'am?
I got a bunch of numbers and letters of code.
Okay, so this makes
it. The one I got reads.
He's got the
outside storage, boat parked in front yard, and dilapidated fencing.
Okay, he's got the. I don't know how much more clear you would want it. He's got the pictures here. He's got the list of the violations. This pretty much indicates to you that these are problems. And if you were going along and say, I don't know, you could have called him and said, what about this? Is this, it's not in the picture, but what about, is this? You've got to work with the gentleman.
When I talked to him about storage, I asked him a couple of times now, is this all of the storage that you're talking about?
Okay.
Mr. Smart had a question.
And today's the first time I've seen pictures of.
Well, I think you're going to have to spend a little more effort in trying to understand what he means. I mean, you know, when people talk, sometimes they don't always understand each other, but the more of this that's in writing when the complaint is issued, it should clear up your confusion. Do you understand what he wants now? Do you understand exactly what items are the problem?
I think I do.
Well,
has the grass been cut?
Yes, ma'am.
How often do you cut the grass?
About every 10 days.
This was a lot more than 10 days growth on here.
It was initially, but not recently.
She's saying she's cutting it now.
Okay, every 10 days.
Yes, sir, Mr. Smart.
The waste in the yard, I can't say where you got more than 2 days work there. I don't understand the 2 months to take care of that.
Well, for one thing, I'm disabled and my son is disabled. And there's a lot of work in removing what the two extra pieces of storage that you're showing me today that needs to be taken care of.
Well, I have to ask you, how did the stuff get there?
It's been there several years.
Oh. It's got to go. And you're putting this thing on to us being Solomon, and that isn't quite fair because you've been asked to do certain things, and you're putting us in the position of simply saying you haven't done it, and that's it. And I don't particularly want to do that. I want to work with you, but you've got to show some good faith that you're going to get this done, and you're going to do it within 30 days.
Well, I have done what's been told to me. Definitely.
Okay.
Needs
we
to
now know the ladder has to go. We now know that all of these different things. So if you come back to us in 30 days, we're going to have to make a decision whether you've really complied or not. And that's where we're at.
Mr. Jackson, again, would staff be amenable to a next cutoff?
Let me say this first. Just for clarity on the record, the document that's been handed over to the board is the what we call the CEB1. It's the first notification. That's the notification that was sent to the respondent.
I didn't get pictures with that. They had pictures with it, what you passed around. I didn't get that.
Okay. Clarification. Inspector indicates she did not send any pictures. But she, obviously, it's her place. You can go see. As far as the question of whether or not is the staff amenable to 30 days, the staff believes that this could be done in a matter of days. The staff's position remains that a fine be imposed of $100 per day. $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000.
And is that going to affect as of today?
That's the desire of the staff, yes.
Further questions from the board?
I'd like to make a motion that we impose a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000 starting today for case number CEB 06-1463.
Motion been made, Ms. Kundig. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Himes. Any discussion?
Yes. I'd like to suggest an amendment to that we delay that for 1 week. At the end of a week, Mr. Stenson will check, and if it's not done, then effective that date.
Ms. Kundig, would you be amenable to amending your order to going into effect a week from today?
No, I don't think so. Thank you. Sorry.
Can we get a second?
Yeah. Is there a second on the amendment offered by Mr. Smart? Motion dies to lack of a second. Back to discussion on the previous motion. That's where we are. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion.
Hey,
One nay. All righty. Motion carries. Ms. Clark, what the board has done is we've enacted a fine starting today of $100 per day until the compliance is achieved with a cap of $10,000. I heavily encourage you to stay in contact with the inspector so that your property can be inspected when compliance has been reached, so that the fine does not go beyond what it needs to go beyond. All righty.
And I cannot get an extension of any kind.
And no, not at this time. You can always apply for, what is that thing we call?
A lien review,
yeah. You can always apply for a lien review once compliance has been reached.
Once compliance has been reached.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't need it then. I don't need an extension if I've met all the...
But you would need a relief of your lien once you've reached compliance, and I'm letting you know that's what you can apply for. But as of now, a fine is in order as
Ms.
of today.
Crowe,
yes, ma'am.
Could you explain to her what a lien review
is? Yes, ma'am. A lien review is once you have reached compliance with your property, whatever fine is there, you're asking the board to consider a reduction or a relief of that lien, seeing that you brought the property into compliance.
Meaning that you'll be fined $100 per day. Say that you complete the work in 14 days. That's $1,400 that you owe the city. Then you can come and ask for a lien review to deduct that or eliminate it.
To receive it back. To receive it back.
No, ma'am. If you're requesting a lien review, that means you had not paid it out of pocket yet. You're asking us to review the fine associated with your property before you have to pay it. That's what the lien review is.
And how do I pay the lien review?
Well, there is no fee for the lien review. Can we get someone from staff to just make sure she understands this, please, Mr. Jackson?
No, and don't misunderstand. A lien review does not mean you get your money back. A lien review means we go over the facts of the case again, and you have to be in compliance at that point. You have to have everything done that was asked, but it does not necessarily mean that you won't have to pay the fine. It may be reduced, but you will typically, there are administration costs and other things that the time that the code officers have spent that we will... Generally, what we do is keep those administration costs in mind. So your best bet, I think, would be to get the property cleaned up as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And call Mr. Stinson.
Yes.
The minute it's cleaned up, and ask him to come over, make an appointment with him and ask him to come over and inspect the property.
And Mr. Stinson assured me that he will fully explain lien review once the property is in compliance.
Okay.
And he meets with him.
Who do I pay the liens to?
Well, currently right now, Ms. Clark, we want you to get the property into compliance. And then speak with Mr. Stinson.
Okay.
Once everything is brought up to par.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ms. Brown, I think she needs to speak to him now outside.
You can. Yeah, you don't have anything else. All right. Thank you, John. Case number CB051448 is in compliance as of July 1st, 2014. Good deal. New cases. Case number CB071470, Denise Brunson, property located at 321 University Boulevard. Is the respondent present? If not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
His violation is parking on the grass. The inspector is Tom Klieg. What we're asking for here is a finding of noncompliance. Basically, the Wolf in effect. A finding of noncompliance. The property currently is in compliance. We do have a witness that wanted to address the board, and I'm not sure if she still wants to or not. But yeah, Ms. Remark, so we can like to bring her forward as well.
Okay. You can come forward, state your name, give us your property address, please.
Tracy Remark, 815 North Oleander Avenue, Daytona Beach. I do, so help me God. I just wanted to say I started calling on this property in January. I happen to see it almost every morning when I go to work. Back in January, started calling. I do know, having kept in touch with the inspector, that the respondent was notified, but until 2 weeks ago, there was either a gold car, a green car, or a truck that always stood to the right of the driveway. So despite knowing it was a violation, they did nothing about the violation until it came to this point. So it's been going on since January. You can see the dead spot, and it's not even a matter, they can't mulch it, they can't extend their driveway because they're actually on the property line of their neighbor, and you can't have a driveway within 5 feet of that property line. So they've pretty much ignored this since January until now, which to me indicates that they would continue to ignore it, but that's just me. So thank you.
All right. All righty. Chair will note the fact the case was previously non-compliance, currently in compliance, and the we'll find is an automatic thing. We don't need to note that.
A motion.
Okay. Right, but I just want, we don't need to note that. Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion. Find the respondent is currently in compliance, previously in non-compliance. Compliance date as of? Such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Kundig. Seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number C.
Mr. Chair, just for clarification, especially for the audience, that's our standard motion, and that standard motion includes language that says that any repeat any future violations will be treated as a repeat violation.
Right.
And handled in accordance to whatever, right. But that general idea, which is what would be the will find effect.
Gotcha. Okay. Case number CB071471. Last name is Sodai. Property located at 364 North Nova Road. Is the respondent present? If you come forward, sir, please state your name, relationship to the property owner, and give us your address if you're not the property owner.
My name is Jasper Sodai. My address is 433 Pelican Bay. I'm the son of the property owner. He's here with me right now. But I will be communicating with you guys. Lack of English, probably.
All right.
Okay, so he's not going to be speaking.
Yeah, but he'll be telling me.
Okay.
All right. Well, please. Let's go ahead. I'll swear your name. Is he
Miranda? No, Jasbir Sodi.
That's you.
Mine's Jaspreet.
Oh, okay. So you are. Can you spell that for me?
Jaspreet.
Okay.
T.
And he's Jasbir.
That's right.
Okay.
Purpose of the board, Mr. Sodai.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Mr. Sodai, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. Prior to hearing from staff, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violation existed at the time of notice?
At the time of notice, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Mr. Jackson?
Yes, the inspector on this case is Mike Fitzgerald. This is an old gas station, and the violations are indicated. The primary of special concern is that it's not, at least at the time of the violation, it was not secure, it was a vacant, not adequately secured, and it was not structurally sound as well. So the inspectors have asked me that he's received information that they've obtained an architect with the intent of trying to restore and whether they'll be successful with that or not, we don't know. But the request of the staff is that the property be found in non-compliance and that they be given the next cutoff to come into compliance.
And has any of the items been corrected as of yet, Mike?
I tend to the inspector for response.
Yeah, they've cleaned up the property. They've mowed the grass. But the bathrooms are still open, and of course the structure it still has deficiencies. Yeah, the fence is the same also.
Okay.
So really all they've done at this point was mow the grass and clean it up. And they have also gone to a contractor or an architect, so they're going to tell you about that.
Okay. All right, Mr. Soda, if you can come forward at this time. What can you tell us, sir?
Sir, first of all, I'd like to start with we purchased the property in February. We purchased it without looking at the property itself. We got it from an investing company. After that, we were aware from notices that there is something wrong with the property. We visited it. The canopy itself is rusted. We can understand that. There were some homeless people trespassing. We had the property chained up from the front. We had trespassing signs put up there. We had some warning signs. We put them up. The next morning, they're off. They're disappeared. The fence in the back itself has been there for some time. There was never a gate there. And the homeless people, they have been doing something with the fence. Every night, it would drop off. I'd get a guy there, put it back on, and it would drop off. It's just a chicken fence, small fence, just to protect the back of the wiring on the property itself. We've tried mostly everything, but now, because my dad, he was out of the country, he's just come back in June. We applied with the tank company to test the tanks, clear them out of any harmless items or anything. With the canopy, we placed order for the canopy. The canopy order was placed in March the 3rd, but there was nothing done towards it because there was no survey or site plan available for the property, which has been applied for, but the survey company, they're saying it's going to take them up to 20 to 25 days to complete the survey. So we're just waiting for the survey to be completed. For the demolition of the canopy itself, we've already got the estimates. The people at Aluminium Plus, they're ready. They're on standby to demolish everything. But we need the survey so we can get the permits.
Okay.
So basically, we're just asking for some time. Everything is in order. It's just the survey we're waiting on.
Okay.
So as soon as we get that, everything will be up and running.
Until all of that happens, would you be able to secure those bathrooms?
Ma'am, we can try, but we boarded the bathrooms. We screwed them in, but the boards, they were trashed on the grass, and someone was actually sleeping on the boards. We've tried our best. We've actually got electricity running there. We've got water running there now. And we've also applied for we've got the AT&T internet there. So now what we're doing, we're going to put some security surveillance cameras in each corner of the building, not the canopy. So we can keep an eye on just in case something goes wrong.
Have you registered the property with the police department for no trespass?
No, sir, we haven't, okay. Because my father was here and
heavily encourage you to go ahead and register the property with the police department so that you can that can be taken care of. Is that the proper way, Sherry?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to write it down right now.
All right. That way you can register the property so that, you know, anytime someone is there without authority.
I'm sorry as well. Sherry, you're saying he will still need to contact the police department or?
Either that or I can just send him a letter.
Okay.
Either way.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, like, this property has been vacant for some time and everything, and we're not aware of the laws of United States because we're new here in business ourselves. So we're still learning in the process of the permits, the applications and everything. So we just require some time that we can adapt to all the requirements and fulfill everything. We don't want to go against any laws or anything.
Gotcha.
We will try our best to fulfill everything, but just require some time, sir.
No problem. We understand that, and we commend you on cleaning up any vacant properties that we have that are dilapidated in the city. I've heard time estimates of 20 days for one thing to be done before the next item can be done. Would staff be amenable to a September cutoff?
Yes.
Okay. Don't know what the board is going to do, sir, but I'm going to see if the board will entertain a motion giving you till September 3rd to bring the property in compliance. Do you think that's enough time?
Sir, that's enough time as long as we get the survey and the city approves it, gives us the permit to do all the work.
Okay.
You don't want to be in.
Again,
we try to apply for a permit for landscaping so we can get the trees out there. Once we get the trees out, I'm sure nobody will come there.
Gotcha.
Because it's like a hiding spot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the trees out, but we can't apply for the trees until we get the survey.
Okay.
For the landscaping, and also we try to apply downstairs with the city, but they say we have to meet with some TR department. for this?
It's a complicated process, and I'm sure staff will give you direction.
And it wasn't easy for us to understand that. We're still in the process of understanding what that is.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sure staff will take the time necessary to explain to you everything that needs to be done. But what I would encourage you to do, again, once the board makes its decision, is stay in contact with the inspector so that you can know what needs to be done, what's being done. If you need more time, he can let that be communicated to the board if you need more time beyond September.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till September 3rd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance. Will return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Hines. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. What we've done, Mr. Sodai, we've given you till September 3rd to bring the property into compliance. And again, please stay in contact with the inspector along the process so that you can make sure everything is being done on your end that you can get done. And if you need more time, you can communicate that to the board if necessary back in September.
Most definitely.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All righty. Case number CB071472 is in compliance as of July 1st, 2014. Case number CB071473, Joseph Enterprises USA LLC. Property located at 600 West International Speedway. Is the respondent present? If you come forward, give us your name, address, and relationship to the property owner.
My name is Daryl Lucas. Good morning, everybody. And the property is 600 West International Speedway Boulevard.
Okay.
And the contractor.
All right, Mr. Lucas, you are the contractor for Joseph Enterprises.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Lucas, on behalf of the respondent, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice, or I guess at the time of you securing the contract?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
To the knowledge of staff, as of this time, the property remains in noncompliance. The property remains in noncompliance with everything still remaining to be done. And so the inspector is requesting, the inspector is Lopez, and he's requesting that the respondent be found in noncompliance and given till next cutoff to come into compliance.
All right. Mr. Lucas, what can you tell us?
That's fine. I pulled a permit, and I guess it was on the idea that it was a catch-all and they could do other things, and they did a stop work order. They had began the process of repairing the fence, but a stop work order was issued, so I'm in the process of getting that stop work order relieved so that we could go ahead and complete it. So it's pretty much how long it's going to take.
Okay, so do you think you would be able to have everything done by the 6th of August?
I think so.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 6, 2014 to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Case number CB071474, Horace Mack. Property is located off of Martin Luther King Boulevard. Is the respondent present? You can come forward, sir. Please give us your name, address, and relationship to the property owner if you're not the property owner.
Horace Mack.
Your address?
524 Division Street, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Mr. Mack, if you can raise your hand, please, sir.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Mack, prior to us hearing from staff and giving you an opportunity to respond, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violation existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Okay. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond, Mr. Mack.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, Ed Lopez is the inspector on this case. Mr. Mack is familiar to staff, and I don't know if he was before the board or before magistrate, but this is a repeat violation. The truck is what's being parked and remaining, although he's parking both the truck and the trailer. The trailer comes and goes. The truck remains as his regular parking spot. Previously, we've dealt with this, and I guess for a period of time it must have been removed because he was ultimately found in compliance, and it was explained that he could not park
is semi in the locations in the residential areas of the city. So the staff was requesting a $250 fine for the repeat violation, and further requesting that he be given until next cutoff to come into compliance or be subject to a fine of up to whatever our fine is. Up to whatever the maximum fine.
Well, you're asking for a $250 one-time fine, so...
Right, but that's only as it relates to the
violation.
The violation, but since the violation still exists, we're asking for...
Get rid of it.
Yeah, since the violation exists, we're asking for a fine from... not a fine, but a... well, actually, we could fine him from... Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would think that's what we should be doing.
Yeah, we do that. So we're asking for a daily fine to be imposed.
Of?
$100 per day.
Okay, but we're still asking for the $250 fine. Isn't this a will fine case?
Yes.
I'm waiting on clarity for Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, y'all can help me, you know.
Yeah.
No, sir, you're making the recommendation
one
here.
Tough days. But yeah, I agree. That's right. $250.
So you're asking for a one-time $250 plus $100 a day until compliance.
Until compliance is achieved.
Right. Mr. Mack, what can you tell us, sir?
Well, I say that property there is commercial property. And it's back my house. When I first started parking there, I couldn't leave my house and go to the property. All that was woods between there. I had to go. I was parking there since 65, okay? When I got where I could go to the back park, I moved my truck, my truck and trailer. But now I did let the bikers park there to help me pay taxes on them. The city stopped me from doing that. Now that trailer, this ain't there now. That trailer was there. The guys come in, they said, "Pop, will you take the truck to Miami for me?" I drive the truck to Miami. They pay me a little something. I take the truck to their house, and I drop the dry box on my land, and I ask them, don't let it stay there long. It's just a dry box, don't leak no oil. But I left and went out of town, and the guy that I took the trip for left. I found out that it was there 2 weeks. Now, why did they had to pin the paper on the fence? Because I leave 4 o'clock in the morning, and I be gone. My daughter got it off and give it to me. So now I got a piece of property. It's commercial property. I moved my own truck. And for it to stay there for park a day or 2 days, I can't see where that can crack. Because if I take a guy truck someplace, they pay me the money that's helped me pay the taxes on my property and a little stuff that I like to do on fixed income. I don't make enough to do nothing with. So I breaks the law a little bit. I breaks the law a little bit. But now my box is sitting there. Just for a couple of days, I figured that couldn't hurt me. I can't even plant a garden on the property.
Clarification as you see, as he indicated. Although it's a commercial lot, nevertheless, it's still non-conforming use.
Yes,
it can't be used for parking. And as he indicates, he understands that that's been gone over before. And so that's really the primary issue, is that he just can't use it the way he's trying to use it.
Do you understand that, Mr. Mack?
Yeah.
I understand what you would like to do.
I understand that way years ago, but every time I want to put I want to put something down, I'm 7, 8 years old.
Yes, sir.
Right. And I'm trying to, I want to live to get 100 if I can.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? But every time I mentioned I wanted to put some, I worked for Halifax Paving. They could have bought me some ground up asphalt. And so they say, I couldn't do that. So every time.
He would need, I mean, something like that, he would need to apply for a permit for. Is that correct, Mr. Jackson?
I could get a permit.
Yes.
That won't be no problem. But they said, everything I mentioned, they said I couldn't do it.
Without a permit.
They didn't mention no permit.
Well, it's your property. You can do what you want to do when you apply for the permits and it's properly zoned. Like I mean, without having that much knowledge, Mr. Mack, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
you know, if the property's zoned commercial, you can do what you want to do, but you just have to go through the proper procedures to get it done.
Now, when I was told when I asked about it, I have to put up hedges.
That's part of getting the permit. Yes, sir.
Get it did, and
you got to have retention and all that on the property if you want to.
Unless I rob a bank or something.
We don't want you to do that. We don't want you to do that. We want you to see that 100 now.
So what I do?
Enclosure requirement.
Mr. Mack, what can we do so that we can help encourage you not to repeat this violation?
Oh my God.
Staff is recommending a $250 one-time fine of and also $100 per day. How long do you think it's going to take you to get that truck off your property?
Which, my pickup?
What is the pickup truck?
Yes.
The trailer's gone, correct?
Why you want me to move?
Mr. Mack, please direct all questions to us, sir.
I'm sorry.
The semi-tractor and trailer has been removed.
Yeah.
Currently what we have there is a Ford pickup truck, white in color.
Okay.
It's ensconced towards the rear of the property.
Mr. Mack, how long do you think it's going to take you to get that truck off that property?
I could pull the truck and put it in my backyard. I could crank it up and put it in my... I don't want to get rid of my pickup.
No, sir. We're not asking you to do that. We're just...
Well, I can move it in my backyard and cover it up.
Well,
that'd be all right.
No, we don't want you to do anything that's going to get you more in trouble. I'm going to ask you, Mr. Mack, when we finish today, whatever decision we reach, for you to get with the inspector so he can give you the legal things that you can do so that your property is in compliance and you don't have to come back to us for a fine. But I also want to encourage you, please do not allow anyone to park on your property because it's a violation. And the current phase of your case, it's in a will find stage. You don't have to go through the regular process because you've been notified and you're noticed.
Yes.
It's a will find every time it occurs. And again, we don't want to break you, but we want you to comply with the rules of the city of Daytona Beach, sir.
Mr. Chair,
yes, ma'am.
Is Ford truck operable?
Is the truck operable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it sliced and tagged?
No. I didn't tag it up. See, I got the $250 for my with my business when I bring in Waterman and stuff. I can peddle it, and I just put it back there.
So there's no tag.
No, ain't no tag.
You must get a tag and get it off. So get with the inspector.
Okay.
You can't.
Mr. Mack, the staff is recommending a $250 one-time fine plus $100 a day fine until achievement of the violation. What is your response to that? I'm quite certain you're going to say no. So tell us.
The trailer gone. The only thing, if I drive the guy's truck simply, I won't let him put the trailer there.
But it did occur. So
it was there. Like
yes, sir.
I said, it stayed there 2 weeks, and I didn't know it.
Yes, sir.
Told me it stayed there 2 weeks. I've been parking it there for 3 days, and the trailer gone.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown, could I ask probably if Mr. Brian would get with him?
I would park it there for 3 days, and it was gone. Our weekend, it'd be gone.
He was in here.
But I knew I was breaking the law, but I figured I'd buy everything closed on the weekend, Monday morning and stuff, I'd be gone.
Yes, sir. Our inspectors work 24/7.
Well, I didn't know that. They got caught, sir.
All right.
Mr. Chair Swall and members of the board, we just also want to implore Mr. Mack that anywhere in the city where it's not permitted, he can't park it. The practice, as our inspector understands it, is that he moves it from place to place through Midtown. And any place is a violation. And once you've been found in violation for that event, that for doing that conduct, then it'll be a repeat violation and we'll be asking for a fine every time we find it. So don't
I can't afford that.
All right. Staff has recommended a fine of $250 for one time and $100 a day fine until compliance is reached. Is there such a motion?
I'd like to ask a question about the $100 per day fine. Is that just relating right now to the
truck,
the pickup truck, correct?
No, it was also included for the trailer, if he brings back the trailer or the tractor, semi-tractor.
No, I guess what we're left with is...
I don't see how we can do that, because you'd have to go there every single day and sit there and make sure that it wasn't there. The $250 when we see it is what we fine on, correct? Am I right?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But this is up to you. This is really not up to me. But here's what our position is. The position of the city is that, for now, he's making it the practice of parking there.
Mm-hmm.
This is his parking location. And as long as it's a practice of parking, such as what we just dealt with well, that was against the other board, but with parking in the yard, well, even with the other cases, if it's happening as a continual event, then we believe that a running fine is appropriate. If he says he's going to move the truck right now, that's all we're really dealing with. We're not dealing with the other items. You're correct. The removal of the other, if it's not going to come back again, then he's in compliance. It's done. But if we go there tomorrow and he's parked again, or 3 days and and it's still the same practice that he's utilizing this area, and quite honestly, you know, we will come back ultimately arguing that when he's utilizing any area in violation as a continuous parking event, and that's something again that Joel has to look to your counsel and see how he would advise you to deal with that.
The $250 is a one-time fine.
Right.
$100 a day is what's going on right now. As soon as he takes care of that problem, that stops.
Okay, the $100 is associated with the truck. But that's what I thought, and he just said no.
Well, he did, but that's nevertheless the situation.
Okay.
Well, the truck paid is not fine.
Can I say something, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Beck. We're just questions, and we'll give you an opportunity to respond. Okay, so... In essence, the $100 a day fine would go into effect tomorrow, or are we doing it today?
If
technically,
I mean,
today.
What we're asking would say that it's going into effect right now today.
Right.
If you believe that it's reasonable to wait a few days, that's
okay.
Again the choice of the board. It's not.
Mr. Mack, I'm giving you an
opportunity.
I'm sorry. Mr. Mack, I'll give you an opportunity to respond. Ms. Hines, go ahead.
What I understand is. The $250 is a one-time fine.
Yes, ma'am.
The $100 per day is on the truck or the trailer, whichever one he brings back there or refuses to move. Okay.
The $100 per day is for parking on an unapproved and non-conforming use on a vacant lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as long as he's parking on a vacant lot,
it'll cost him $100 a day.
That's our position.
Mm-hmm.
That's
no, the challenge with this, Mr. Beck, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond. I just want to make sure the board is clear. The challenge with the $100 a day fine, for me, is once it's moved, when does the fine stop?
It stops.
If
it's not there.
So,
but when does it start again?
If he puts it back there.
If it starts again, then we have a new violation, and we have a will fine. $250. It's $250 every time he moves it and puts it back. That's what we're doing here.
It's just $250 for today.
For today, because of that kind of a violation.
Okay.
The $100 a day, if I were you, I'd move the thing 5 minutes after I walk out of here and the fine's over.
Yeah.
It's impossible. I want to ask.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mack. You can have an opportunity
to respond.
Okay,
this is what I said. My pickup. She said I get a tag. I'm on fixed income. Next month, I'll be able to buy a tag for my pickup. Okay? I don't have the money to get it now. But the third next month, when I get my unemployment, I go to the place and I buy a tag for my pickup, and my pickup could stay there, right?
No.
I have to.
No vehicles can be parked on that property.
Oh, well, gosh.
Put it in your yard, though.
I could get a tag
and put it in your residential yard.
Yeah.
In an approved parking area.
Yes.
To tell people what to do, what not to do.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Not what our role is here.
Let's
not go down that road.
I appreciate y'all working with me, okay? And I'll get the truck moving as soon as possible because I can't afford this.
Now,
PBL.
I want to go.
Let's get a motion in a second.
We do have a motion.
Okay. Let's get a motion in a second.
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's question is answered. Board.
I have a question before. This $100 a day, that doesn't start till you have a violation.
Which exists currently.
Today.
Which exists currently. So that, let's assume that gets out of the way. Then the next time we come back, it's a new case.
No.
It's a repeat violation.
Well, it's a repeat violation.
Except for the fact they can go back to the day they actually see the violation occur.
Right, until it gets to the board.
If it happens a month before we meet, they can give 30 days of violations. They can go on. They can go $100 times 30 days.
Okay. If he takes care of it the day, then it does. So it's kind of a complicated.
My point of confusion, Mr. Sino, is Neil keeps saying if he takes care of it today, then that does not exist, and that's not true. If we vote right now on $100 a day, $100 a day goes into effect today.
Okay, so it'll be $100.
Plus the $250.
For a particular violation.
Right.
Right.
Which ends when he complies.
Right.
All right. Chair Lennon, go ahead. You had a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is the 200? Where did
for the violation.
That's
for the violation itself, because he's under will fine.
So the next time he's under violation, there would be another $250
right.
fine.
Maybe.
Plus,
whatever you guys decide.
Maybe.
That's up to us to decide.
Right. We can decide up to
$5,000
per occurrence.
Per occurrence. Okay.
Each time he starts a game, our perspective of the ordinance is that each time he starts a game, then he's subject to an immediate fine upon the board's review and him having a due process hearing. So the fine is basically a penalty for him doing that conduct once again.
Right.
As he let the conduct continue or linger, now that's the basis, the general basis of a running fine is that the conduct continues
right.
without coming into compliance. And that's what the concern is,
okay.
the issue of the continuing
okay.
Event.
Mr. Schmart had a motion.
Yes, the $250 is essentially an administrative fee, right?
Right.
So I make a motion that we charge him the $250 administrative fee and $100 per day for any time that he's caught in violation beginning tomorrow. So we give him a chance to get whatever's on the property today off the property because we've got him the $250 administrative fee. I don't see a need to also hit him with $100 today.
Okay.
So in other words, it would start tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Just a clarification. It's not an administrative fee. It's
fine.
A fine.
Gotcha.
Fine. Okay.
Administrative fine.
Is it possible you could give me a week?
The inspector
moved the truck.
Made the same suggestion. We can see that allowing him a week to get it moved, our desire is to see it moved.
Okay.
And if he will diligently go out there and get it moved, that's what we want to see.
I get the truck moved.
Mr. Smart, is that... You haven't had a second, so I can allow you to restate your
that's acceptable to the city?
Yes, that
okay.
The
I'll go along with that.
Okay.
I'll go along with it. Give him a week.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made to fine the respondent $250 one-time fine and a $100 a day fine to commence 1 week from today, which would be, I don't have my calendar.
The 17th, isn't it?
17th.
Which would be July 17th if the truck is not removed from the property. That is, the motion has been made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. What we've done, Mr. Mack, you have a $250 fine, and you have a week to remove the truck from the property. Otherwise, you will accrue a $100 a day fine for the truck.
I owe the coat $250.
Yes, sir. The city. As of today.
I How could I pay that? That
you would need to get with staff, and they can work with you on payment arrangements. Those fines are payable within 30 days.
Okay, I don't understand. I broke the law.
Okay. Mr. Jackson, is there a member of staff that could speak with Mr. Mack once we finish here to explain that to him? He was in the back. I didn't see him back there. Mr. Mack, if you don't mind hanging out till after our board meeting, I would like for a member of staff to explain to you the process so that you can avoid these penalties in the future, sir. Okay?
Yeah, I ain't going to park your truck there no more.
Gotcha. All right. That will alleviate the problem.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yes, sir. Well, that'll take care of it, so you don't have to worry about that problem then.
Only thing I'm worried about, I need a week to get the pickup.
Yes, sir. You have that. You have that. Thank you, Mr. Mack.
That's fine, your lot, but bother me.
Mr. Mack, when you have get it moved, if the inspector calls, now he'll probably come and check anyway, but it's your responsibility to make sure you contact him and let him know the truck's gone so he can come and see it's gone. And then he should never see it again. He's in the wrong place.
No, he won't.
Okay, he'll contact him. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mack. Case number C. 071475, Johnny Van Session, property located off of Orange Avenue. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This property is now in compliance, but the staff is asking for a finding of noncompliance, basically the Wolfine effect.
Gotcha. All righty. Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent currently in compliance, previously in noncompliance, as of?
What was the compliance date?
Yesterday was the
7/9/2014. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB071476, Lock and Culp, property located at 517 Wallace Street. Is the respondent present? Seeing none, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
The property remains in noncompliance. The inspector is requesting the next cutoff for the property be brought into compliance.
Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 6, 2014 to bring the property into compliance, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB071477, Minnie Torrance and Patrick Torrance. Property located at 375 Walnut Street. Someone is coming up to the microphone. If you can state your name, sir, and give us your relationship to the property owner and your address.
Jeffrey Torrance, 375 Walnut Street, the son.
All right, Mr. Torrance. Mr. Torrance, before we hear from staff, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice to your parents?
Yes.
All righty. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Well, the principal thing is this trailer with debris, which remains on the property. But the property as a whole remains in noncompliance, and the inspector is requesting next cutoff to come into compliance.
All right. Well, can you tell us, Mr. Torrance?
Yeah, I thought I did it. I got the trailer still sitting in the yard, but like I said, it had a flat tire, so I still had that trailer right there. It didn't have a tag on it, but I got a tag now. And got my lawn equipment on it, but I backed it in the yard because I was scared somebody was going to steal it. But I didn't have a tag, but I got a lock on it now.
Okay.
All the other stuff was on it.
So you will have everything taken care of by the 6th of August?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Chair will entertain a motion find the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 6, 2014 to bring the property in compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Kundick, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. That exhausts our agenda.
Some people here that are still in the
Okay. All right. We have some members in the audience. Did you all want to address the board?
Yes.
Okay, if you can come forward, please. State your name. And give us your address.
My name is Michelle Brownlee, and my address is 635 El Dorado Street.
And I was under the impression we had a hearing, Mr. Lopez, this morning.
Your case is in compliance. Are you listed
as
in compliance on the agenda?
Okay, well, it's not in compliance. We still have the rodents running around.
Are you here for them?
I'm the tenant in the residence.
Okay.
Property is in compliance.
No, it's not in compliance.
Property is in compliance.
Okay, ma'am, you would have to get with the inspector.
The case has been closed due to compliance. The property is compliant.
Yeah, if you want to register a complaint with regards to the property, I would encourage you to call the inspector so it can be inspected to see what the violation is. At this time, the board has viewed the property in compliance. Not to say that it's not in compliance, but whatever the inspector cited before has been complied with. If you have a new complaint you want to register, I would encourage you to get with the inspector so they can come out and see what's not in compliance with code.
Okay, well, he just was out there, and he already know what's not done with the house. The house is that the rodents are still running around.
Because it's not,
I don't want to
stop you, but because it's not a matter in front of us, we can't hear it.
Okay.
Because we don't want to prejudice our decision against the property. If you want to register a complaint with the property, the inspector is here. I would encourage you to do that so that an inspection can be done and the items that you're noting can be cited for and the inspector can search for those items.
Okay.
Okay?
And when was this in compliance?
When did this come into compliance? Because we were understanding that you're supposed to have
supposed to be in court.
That's why we're here.
Well,
okay.
To a hearing today concerning
his property.
Okay.
Now he put the place in compliance once before, but it wasn't in compliance, so he took it back. Now here we are again.
Okay.
He's saying the place in compliance again, and it's not. It's the same matter.
Okay.
I'm not understanding this.
Give it the inspector, so you can see exactly what's going on.
Well,
and again, I'm not trying to shut you down. I'm letting you know it's not a matter before us.
Right.
So it's nothing we can hear because it's not a matter before us, ma'am.
When was it before you to come into compliance?
What case?
Before you?
Okay. All right. Let me get that question answered.
Oh, the staff resolved. So we couldn't be.
Right.
When it was resolved amongst everybody.
Well, it's not a fight between the people.
It's not a fight, but you think that...
Well, this has been going on since December.
I understand that.
He had nothing in his property, and he told them that the property was in compliance, and they never looked one finger.
You can't hear any of this stuff.
Okay.
It's just not compliance.
Okay.
Any other...
Sir,
I'm going to ask you if you can speak with the inspector once we're finished. That's fine. You can discuss this with them, but I need you to speak with them after we finish our business, please,
okay,
sir.
It's the same inspector we're having the same problems with.
Okay. There's a proper recourse. There's a proper recourse for that as well.
That a city official a lot.
There's a proper recourse for that as well, sir. Any other items? Okay. Yeah, Ms. Himes did have to leave.
And there is nothing else that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Anyone else like to speak?
All right. Any items from staff? None. Any other items from the board? Ms. Kundick?
No, thank you.
Mr. Harrington, Mr. Smart, Mr. Sino. Nothing. Mr.
Explain one thing. The reason why I was asking for that week delay.
Yes.
And what's taking place. Because I think that she probably doesn't have the money to really.
I understand.
And maybe there's a little pressure on her to find a way to get it done in 2 days. And now you're going to end up, she'll be fine. Now you've got to go through the whole process again, and she's going to be asked. She'll come in here and ask for the elimination or reduction of the lien. And,
gotcha.
I'm just trying to save administrative time.
Yes, sir. All we can do is try.
Yeah.
All we can do is try. All right. Seeing nothing, we are adjourned.